Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Okay. So did Ryan tell you what I did this week on Tuesday?
No.
I went and got Botox in my lips.
What?
Yep.
They do that in Waco?
They do. They do a lot in Waco. I went to this...
I can imagine that little illegal shit happening in Waco.
Just cement.
Yeah.
No, I went to that Bolt 254. It's like a little boutique.
Yeah, and it's right across the street from me.
Yeah, and they were having a Botox party, so I was like, all right.
Botox party?
Yeah.
What? So you got some like little fish poison injected into your lips?
Botulism, thank you very much.
Fishies.
Yep.
That's dope. They look nice.
Thank you.
Nice and big.
Thank you.
I'm looking at your lips.
Yeah.
Lips is a word that makes me...
Hey guys.
Hello and welcome
back after 2 weeks or 1 week.
Yeah, we missed 1 week.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't miss it.
Well,
technology hates us.
A lot of things happened and I was real mad.
And yeah, there was a lot of stuff outside of our control, like me being out of the state.
That's right.
For 5 of the days of last week. Making it very hard for us to record.
Yeah.
Because I was also working and I didn't have my microphone or
laptop or
anything. Because I still don't have one.
And I've been at rehearsal all the time now this week. So it was a real clusterfuck. I was real mad. I believe I texted Caitlin, I'm going to shit a brick.
Yes.
If this doesn't work. And it didn't. So we just skipped a week.
It's very sad. We actually had our first guest and we did a lot of fun stuff on that episode.
We really did.
And it disappeared. And so somewhere in the cyberspace. So we don't know where it went, but it's not here and it's not available for you guys.
No.
Ever.
You're never going to hear it.
So that was fun. But now...
just fun memories.
Come back with some bigger and better things. But no guests this week. We'll get another one. Don't you worry, though.
Yeah. We'll work
same
it out.
One, and we just got to work it out with peoples to get here.
Yeah. We got to get a new thingy-thing.
Thing.
For putting 3 mics in.
Yeah. And a new mic.
At some point, we're going to set up a Patreon, guys.
We keep saying it.
Well, it started as a joke that we were going to be like, we're going to make you guys pay us. And now we're
I was 100% serious the whole time. I was like, fucking give me money.
Now I'm like, can you pay us?
In real life, too.
That's fair. I'm the same way.
Money, please.
So the funny part, I was just thinking about this because I was drinking through my giant drink. And
I was like, oh, me too.
The Botox, the aforementioned Botox makes it kind of hard. Apparently, people have trouble drinking through straws.
Does it like drip down your face?
No. But like when I take a drink, I can feel it like at the front of my mouth because they just did like the Cupid's bow.
I don't know what that means. This thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it just numbs. It like relaxes the muscles in that area so you're not stressing them. Botox is to relax the muscles so you're not stressing them, so you're not making wrinkles.
So I can't move them. Did you try this for a little bit?
No. It wasn't Novocaine. It's just botulism.
Botulism.
So it relaxes that area. So basically.
How much does that cost?
It was $40.
What the fuck? Why did you invite me?
I don't know. I didn't invite anyone.
Me. I want some fish poison.
Okay. Quit calling it that.
I don't even... is that even accurate?
No.
Probably not.
I've told you. It's botulism. It's just a purified form of botulism.
What's botulism?
Some kind of fucking disease.
Oh.
Yeah. But so anyways...
like mad cow disease restraining your lips?
Yeah.
Mad cow lips.
So basically what they did to mine was they just like... put that in my little Cupid's bow and it relaxes those muscles. Mm. So then my basically the inside of my lip will like kind of start to unroll from under itself. So it just makes it look bigger without being a filler that gives you like the big like fish lips. So anyways, and that's it for Megan's injection minute.
Well, speaking of not being able to keep things in your mouth, that sounds good.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Got nothing in my mouth today. But anyways, last night I was drinking some wine in bed like I do most nights.
God, son it's of okay. a bitch, Caitlin.
I got my TV now. So there's nothing in bed besides the fact that my white comforter is now wine red.
Yep.
So is my bed. But this time I didn't fall asleep drinking it. I just put it up to my mouth.
I just straight up spilled it.
I did. I spilled it all over Kiki. I was trying to drink it. It was like first sip too. And I was like, I'm not even drunk. God. What the fuck did my lips just do? Because I put it up and it went all the way down.
That's kind of what's happening now. That's what I was saying. It's like, I'll fill my mouth with my drink. And like instinctively, I guess like your drink kind of goes to the front of your mouth.
Yeah.
Especially if you're taking a pill.
Yeah.
And so like,
oh, I don't know.
I'm so scared that I'm just going to be like, and just like drool it all out.
That's exactly what I did.
It's taken a lot to really think about drinking things.
I'm pretty sure that's the past few days. Why Kiki puked on me this morning, because she started licking the wine off her paws and I was like, fucking stop. And I was trying to get her. Mm. She woke me up this morning. Like, I definitely planned to sleep in until like 9. I woke up at 6:30.
Oh my God.
Because I woke up with this cat retching like on me.
Kiki.
I was like, what? And then I went, oh fuck. And I like put my hand out and she went right under my hand. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, Kiki.
My life.
Meanwhile, I almost died at Chewy's last night. I was taking a bite of my food and a friend of mine was saying something very funny. And I was trying to swallow my food and laugh at the same time. I straight up, it got caught like in the middle of my throat. I stood up.
I stood up
and I was like, I coughed it into my hand.
Love it.
None of my friends stood up to like be like, Heimlich.
They were just like, we don't let this bitch die. They straight if she up dies, were like, she dies.
They were like, we were worried you were going to throw up and we were trying to figure out how to get out of the situation. Like, fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all. I caught it in my hand. Move along. Now I'm going to rub it in your face.
So how was Vegas?
Vegas, lots of fun. Always. Everyone always asks. And for those of you who don't know, I go to Vegas for twice a year for work, for market, to pick out all the fashion stuff.
Right.
For my boutique that I help run. And so it's like 8 to borderline 9 hours a day of just walking.
Oh, God.
And it's like you're making so many decisions, and they have to be like borderline creative decisions because you're trying to figure out what's going to sell in your store. And so it's exhausting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the food is fantastic there.
Well, that's good.
I rode a roller coaster by myself because no one else wanted to. Also, it was 30 degrees. Ugh. But I was like, you know what? I pulled out $60 for gambling.
Okay.
The most I've ever pulled out, because I always forget to pull out money.
Okay.
So I pulled out $60 and I immediately lost 40. And I was like, fuck this. Why am I trying to gamble? I'm one of the most unlucky people on the face of this planet. Like, why? And then so I was like, you know what? I'm going to take my last 20 and I'm going to go ride me a roller coaster, because at least I'll get some enjoyment from that.
Yeah.
And so I did. And I got on. It was the New York roller coaster, because it's right across. We stay in the MGM Signature, so it's right across the way.
Okay.
And I went and there was like no line, because nobody wants to ride a roller coaster when it's 30 degrees.
Right.
And at night.
Fair.
And here I am in my fucking wild ass coat. Like, it was a floor length, like embroidered coat. It's
perfect.
Beautiful. And I'm just sitting there by myself, and you see, like, I get in the front seat, cause I always ride front seats on roller coasters.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a picture of, like, going through. I should have bought it now that I think about it, because I looked so dumb. Because, A, I didn't put my glasses in my bag that I locked up. I forgot to. So I had to hold on to my glasses in my hand. And so then the picture going through the roller coaster is just me, like, holding onto the little handlebar in front of me with my glasses just going, like, with the biggest smile on my face. And then all my short hair going, like, to the back. And it's night, and I'm just by myself in this front little coaster car, and it was probably the saddest thing I'd ever seen.
No, I love it.
But, yeah, I looked at it and immediately went, oh God, and walked away, grabbed my bag and like marched downstairs as fast as I could. I should have bought it now that I think
about it. I wish you
had. Because, yeah, it was very funny. It was a good visual. Pretty sure the cameraman was laughing at me. So,
oh, I bet.
It's fine. But yeah, I had lots of fun. Glad to be back.
Good.
Kind of. Not really. Food's not as good here.
Well, yeah.
Even the Taco Bell's better there because it comes out of a two-story one with fucking alcoholic Baja Blast.
Oh, yeah.
Love that open carry for your alcohol.
Yeah.
All on the streets. You can
more desirable than the open carry here.
Yeah, exactly.
On college campuses.
Amen. Well, anyways, it's Valentine's Day, so we thought... I know that we recently kind of also talked about love on our now last episode. The episode that we had previously recorded was not about love, so you might have had a break.
Yeah, but we're done. We're past that. That's over. We're not going to discuss that shit ever again.
So now you're getting some more love. I also do have some excuses that were relevant to the dates and stuff, too, to read afterwards.
Okay.
So, all the love. But it's Valentine's Day. We're recording to you on Thursday, getting it to you hopefully Thursday.
Hopefully today.
And so we pulled up a wonderful, wonderful list from Insider. Insider. This is insider.com. I don't know. But 12 of the most bizarre excuses people have used for cheating. And it is by Stephanie Ash. Ash with an E.
Okay.
So maybe Ashy.
Probably Ash.
Probably Ash. Yeah, you're right. You're smart. Anyways, well, have you ever been cheated on? Do you want to talk about that?
Okay, so it's a weird, weird story. I was dating this guy, and he had messaged me one day and said, hey, do you know this girl? We'll call her Rebecca.
That's a good name.
Rebecca Fluff and Stuff.
Fluff and Stuff.
And I said, yeah, I used to give her rides to school. And he said, oh, okay. And I said, why? And he said, well, my friend was telling me how it would be so easy to cheat. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And he said he asked his friend, like, well, who's the girl that you're wanting to talk to? And the friend said, her name is Rebecca Fluff and Stuff. And he was like, well, I would never, like, his story, now that I look back on it as an adult, I'm like, what a dumb piece of shit I was. Because he was like, so I told him, like, I could never cheat. Everyone in Waco knows everyone. And I was just proving a point to my friend that you would know that girl. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, I know her. And then later, I was giving that girl a ride again. And she was like, hey, do you know this guy? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. And she was like, oh, okay. And
wait,
I
was
like,
your boyfriend?
Why? Yeah. And I was like, why? And she was like, first she like tells me this whole story. She's like, I was talking to this guy online, blah, 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 blah. He's from here. He broke his arm. He's got a big scar, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, what's his name? And she tells me, and I was like, that's my fucking boyfriend. And she was like, no, 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 no. And she like shows me a picture. I was like, yeah, no, that's my boyf. And then she basically like, I like crazied it. And I went to his friend's apartment because I knew he was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, I was like, what the fuck? I asked the friend because he wasn't there apparently. So I asked a friend, I was like, what the fuck? How do they know each other? What's the deal here? And he was like, I don't know. They like met at a party last week. And I was like, no, he went home early last week. And then I was like, well, that was obviously a lie. And so then I asked him and I was like, why is she saying that you're messaging her? Why this? Why that? And I did exactly what all girls don't want to be in which I instantly called the girl a liar instead of being like, you seem like you're fucking lying. And so then later I asked her, we'd like gotten through it because like I just like believed him. And then later, like months later, I asked her, I was like, hey, you mentioned that you Skyped with him. Can you send me like do you have any screenshots from that? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, can you send me that? And she was like, yeah, sure. And so she sends it to me, and I send it to him, and I was like, why does she have a Skype screenshot with you? And he's like, I don't know how she did that. And then, of course, being a dumb piece of shit, I was like, oh my God, she must be insane.
Oh no.
We broke up later because he was doing drugs when I specifically asked him to not do that.
Okay, well, also, maybe good.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
He's also a piece of shit.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I will say this, like, I am grateful for that relationship because it then forced me to be single for like 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was single for 5 years, lived my life, had my friends, got to know myself better, all of that. And which then allowed me.
Everyone tells me I should do.
Yeah. It's really good because what ended up happening.
I've been single for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Good deal.
You should give yourself a little bit more time.
Mm.
Because.
I'm thinking one more month.
You know, you do you. But I'm going to tell you this.
Joking.
The fact that I learned who I was by myself allowed me to open up and become involved in a serious adult relationship with Ryan.
Yeah.
And it is genuinely the best relationship I've ever been in. And I don't mean to be that bitch on Valentine's Day, but like, I am very grateful for that garbage relationship because it allowed me to meet someone who I could legitimately be grateful for.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. Someone who appreciated me. And I wouldn't have gotten that without knowing myself better and forcing myself to stop getting involved with shitty people.
Let's see. Well, when will I learn? Because every serious relationship I've ever had, besides Toro, well, as far as I know, they've all cheated on me. Every single one of them. And like I said, I've told you before, Toro was the best relationship I've ever had.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, we had our issues, but like, he treated me the best. Mm-hmm. He was the first actual decent human being to ever date me.
He was there emotionally for you.
Yes, 100%. Yeah, and he was great, and he wasn't mean to me.
Yeah.
He wasn't abusive in any way, because I've had all forms of abuse.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, one time, I mean, I've also had to confront the person that was cheating, like, that was helping him cheat.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't giving her rides. I didn't know this bitch at all, but somehow, and it was like my first major relationship, and I, like, pretty sure I made him call her.
Yeah.
And like, put her on speaker and pretend I wasn't there and like, talk to her. And then,
oh, man, my God.
I was in high school. But I was like, no. And then I was like, let me talk to her. So then I talked to her, and then we actually bonded.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, okay, no, he's a piece of shit. And she was like, he told me he loved me. And I was like, yeah, well, he fucking lives at my house.
Oh, my God.
And he obviously, well, I mean, he says he loves me, too. But he's also living in my house, and we've been dating for a year and a half. So what? Like, what? And then we talked, and like, we were actually really good after that. I never talked to that bitch again. And I say bitch endearingly. I don't mean it in a bad way. But yeah, that was awkward. And then, I don't know, I've had all the other ones. And then every time I go back to him and I'm like, why do I do this? But no, I mean, it sucks. Why do people do it?
Okay. So on to number one from our list.
Yay. Oy. Oy. That was a weird sound Kiki just made.
Yeah, it was.
This one says, the overpowering emotion intimidated him. So pretty much, it says, he said he was so in love with me that the overpowering emotion intimidated him, so he had to cheat in order to regain his control of his love for me.
Fuck you.
Yeah. If that's not the most bullshit lie I've ever heard, also, that bitch probably a serial killer.
Yeah.
Because he gonna say some shit like, I loved you so much I had to cheat on you. Fuck that.
That means he loves you so much he has to kill you.
Yes. 100%. It goes cheating, killing. That's
obviously
right where it goes.
That clear
line that you must always follow.
Fucking duh.
So, yeah. That's some bullshit. please, for the love of God, don't ever. Okay. If anyone ever cheats on you, just leave.
Here's the other thing.
Just leave.
If you're so intimidated, because let's be honest, this dude, his excuse even lends itself to say, you're intimidated by my confidence and me being someone that feels good about myself.
Yeah.
You're not intimidated by the emotion. You're intimidated by my confidence. And you worry that I'm going to cheat. And then that makes you overly emotional.
So then you've got to cheat before you get cheated on.
Yeah. If you can't handle who I am, get the fuck out.
We have a friend, both of us mutual.
Uh-huh.
Who's gone through something similar with this dude. And I'm pretty sure, he didn't cheat on her, but not that I know of. I mean, and they weren't, official or anything. But he, started... I'm pretty sure he just started being a dick to her.
Yeah.
Just because, I think this bitch loves her. And 100%. And he was like, I don't know how to handle it. So then he just became a giant asshole.
Yeah.
And I was like, you motherfucker. She really liked him. And I was like, bitch, just fucking tell her. Hey, I'm kind of scared, but I love you.
Yeah.
Or I think I do. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's explore this sooner.
Just be open with your emotions.
Because now she's moved along. She got herself a better dude.
Yep.
So good for her. But that's some dumbass shit. That is not true.
Yeah. No, get the fuck out of here.
You don't cheat on someone because you're too in love with them. That's bullshit.
So, yeah, absolutely. The next one is, she told me she was drunk, and since he was a national hockey player, she was never going to see him again.
So I guess even when you're famous, you get cheated. Well, famous people get cheated on all the time.
Well, he's not famous. They're not famous. Only the hockey player's famous. It's like a hall pass situation.
Oh, but he, I thought he but himself she... was a national hockey player.
No.
Oh.
No. It's like a hall pass situation where you don't get the hall pass.
Gotcha.
Where you don't get the okay.
Damn. That's pretty shitty, too.
That's super shitty.
You can't just be like... That'd be like me saying any one of these people that come here for a house show.
Yeah.
If I was in a relationship, I'd be like, well, they're going back to Nashville or some shit.
I'm never going to see them again. Don't worry about it. No, fuck off.
No. Yeah, that's not real. Redditor, and it's 9 not foot even, banana.
Here's the other thing. It's not even like a let me sleep with them. It's like, well, they're going back to Nashville. I already slept with them.
So but it's ask okay. For forgiveness and permission.
Sometimes. But sometimes if you don't cheat at all, you never have to ask for either.
Yeah. Maybe just go.
That's the ideal situation.
Go downtown on your significant other.
Why don't you just, if you feel like you're going to cheat, why don't you just take my method and just be alone for a little bit?
Yeah. Masturbate
if you can't. Well, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying if you can't commit, don't fucking commit a lie.
No. Yeah, see it. Oh, well,
I have a lot of feelings.
We cut all that out. Never mind.
I have a lot of feelings.
I was just gonna say, yeah, I was like, that's, I mean, that shit got to me, so
yeah,
I cut that off real fast. So I don't know, I feel like I'm pretty confident in who I am, but I don't know. Maybe I do need to be single for a while. I was in a relationship for a very long time.
Yeah.
2 years. I mean, 2 years with Toro was pretty long.
Yeah.
That's pretty long. It's my second longest relationship I've ever had. All the other ones don't last because, well, they cheat.
Well, here's my question to you. Do they not last because you haven't given yourself enough time to heal from the previous relationship that was longer?
Mm.
And then you have to heal from all of them all at once.
True. Yeah.
That's another day, topic. That's something else to talk about.
Really, the serious ones, they were all about a year apart.
Uh-huh.
So a year's not, I mean, that's pretty decent time to recover, I feel like.
Yeah.
And then there was never, it only became very recently that I started jumping from person to person.
Oh, okay.
And really, I mean, by that, in the last 4 years.
Okay.
So...
Yeah.
Two of those years were involved with only one person.
Yeah.
So
really just in the past 2 years.
2 years, yeah. 2 years before him.
Oh, okay.
And then ever since him, well, yeah, so I guess they have been jumping around.
Yeah.
It's almost been a year.
Yeah, that's 6 years, friend.
I'm a great person.
You are.
I'm living a great life. This one says, you can only eat so many red candies. Dot, dot, dot. He used a candy metaphor. This motherfucker. The day after I had a C-section. So this bitch had a baby. He told me, you can only eat so many red candies before you just want a green one.
Why'd you go with green?
Yeah.
My initial response is to say blue.
Blue. Yeah, that would be like a complimentary.
But now I'm just like analyzing. Yeah, like, what, did you cheat Christmas? On me with someone with a weird vagina?
Yeah. Yeah, because green.
Yeah, like, I don't want to be described as green candy.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, blue is way better.
Yeah. So just leave both of these bitches and get you a blue one.
Yeah. Yep.
No, I'm just joking. But that's dumb. And then it continues on to say that, mind you, the woman he slept with had just left my hospital room and held our baby. So it was one of their friends.
Oh my God. And like a close friend, a close enough friend to be in the hospital, pulled my brand new baby.
And still came in and like, still, even she knew. She like, came in and was like, eyes. Let me hold your baby.
Yeah. Let me hold my new stepchild.
If I had been that person, I would have been like, I can never look at you and I will never be able
to look at this
child. Like, oy.
I would have called hospital security and said that my boyfriend hit me.
Yeah.
I straight up would have been like, and you're going to jail now. Fuck you.
Tried to hit our newborn.
Yep. He tried to throw her out the window.
Yeah. Those real.
I caught him shaking her.
Shaking baby syndrome.
These are all things that I would have done to be like, get this. This is called karma.
Yeah. Maybe don't sleep with somebody and then allow them into our room to hold our baby.
Yeah, no.
That's sad. Ugh. Also, yeah, I mean, why the fuck are you going to use candies? Like,
I can't.
Why are you going to use a metaphor? Just be a grown-ass adult. You have a baby.
What I liked was that our first problem was...
green.
Comparing it to... It was his comparison, his metaphor.
Yeah.
That's where we were like, this doesn't check out.
Yeah. Not that you cheated. We just don't like your metaphor, sir.
So, I don't... This one is weird.
We can skip it if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to skip it.
Okay, because it is a little confusing.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what the person means.
Yeah. This one, I was trying to be a good friend.
Okay.
He said she had just gone through a bad breakup, and I knew it would help her forget about him. I just wanted to make her feel better. I was trying to be a good friend.
Fuck you. Get your other friend to go fuck her.
Yeah. Also, if you want to make a girl feel better after a breakup, you don't have to just fuck her.
No.
You can use words. You can talk to your friend if you're actually friends.
Buy her a taco, because that's probably what she really wants. It's not your dick.
She wants you to... She wants a fucking friend.
Yeah.
Not a fucking friend.
Now, she's going to get emotionally attached to you.
Yeah. Guess what?
Now, yeah.
Fuck you.
And then she's going to expect you to break up with your girlfriend, and you're going to be like, I'm not going to leave her for you.
That's always something that's bothered me, is the whole, like, if you want to get over someone, get under someone else.
Okay.
No.
I'll be honest, I totally did that.
It's not accurate. It's not accurate. It's not a good idea, because
it didn't help,
what you need to do, if you want to get over someone, express your emotions in a beneficial way. Don't just let someone else shove their little dick inside of you. Just, like, be reasonable. Talk about your emotions and process them like an adult. I love you, Caitlin. I'm not saying you're not an adult.
No.
What I'm saying is, it doesn't help.
Yeah. I mean, I will say that there was probably no way I could have an emotional attachment to this person.
That's fair.
And I will say he did actually get attached, and I was not ready for that, because I was just like, okay, we said this was going to be a, like...
Yeah. No.
Friends with benefits thing.
Well, and that's the thing. I say all of that. There is no, like...
There's no one way.
There's no one way.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that doesn't work for some people. It does. But
I will say it helped me for about 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, I immediately was like, let me tell you about my ex.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I thought I was better, like, the next day, and I texted my ex and I said, just want you to know that I'm doing much better now. So thank you. Next.
Good.
Pretty much. But that song hadn't come out yet, so it was fine.
Yeah.
But anyways, and then it didn't help, because I was still wrecked over that person. So
yeah.
I still am. So it's
all... Well, and that's the thing. Like, it may work for some people to fuck someone, But you also have to process your emotions in addition. You can't just be like, I fucked someone else and now I'm all better. My emotions don't exist. Like,
compress.
Don't suppress your emotions. Have your fucking feelings. It's okay. You're allowed to.
I also had a shit ton of feelings. I cried so much. I cried every day.
Yeah.
So.
You're allowed to.
And I just did all the things.
Yeah. Good for you.
I'm still not better. No, I'm just joking. I'm okay. I still can't look at him without wanting to vomit, but it's okay.
Well.
Anyways, this one says, how could I resist? He said, I wanted to date her first, but then I heard you were... Oh, my God. If somebody ever told me this, I would punch him in the throat and then cut off his dick immediately. But then I heard you were single, so I went after you since she didn't seem interested.
Fuck you.
After we dated for 5 months, she told me she was in love with me. How could I resist?
I mean, not putting your dick in her would have been a good idea of how to resist.
Also, not telling somebody that she was second choice.
Yeah, never tell someone that they're second choice, girl or boy.
Yeah.
If they're second choice, you probably don't want them.
Yeah, so just don't do it.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God. Oh my God, that makes me so mad. I'm so sad.
You know what else? It's very reminiscent of, like, in high school and in adulthood, whenever guys will go to you and be like, hey, your friend's really hot. Can you put in a good word for me? And like, inevitably, what's going to happen is generally the guy that you like will ask you for your friend's number and to like help him fuck your friend. And then it like is just heartbreaking to be like, yeah, okay, I'll set you up with my friend. Like, I will say, you sit there and you're like,
I've never had that happen.
Oh, okay.
To me,
fuck
I'm
you.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, me either. Never.
I have one friend who, in particular, every time I bring someone over, he would always be like, yo, let me get her number.
Yeah.
But he was also, like, super into me, and so, I don't know, but I was never into him. And
yeah, see, he was just trying to make you jealous.
Maybe, yeah. And yeah. Then, I don't know, I think he also just was, like, super into anything that had legs.
That's
so
embarrassing.
So, I mean, I have some hot friends. So, he would always legitimately ask about the ones that I'd be like, I know he's going to ask about this person.
Yeah.
But then I would just be like, no, like, neither one of you are good for each other.
Yeah.
So, I'd be like, I'll say that you thought she was cute, but I'm not giving you anything else unless she asks. Because I'm not going to get, like, I'm not going to put in a good word for you, and I'm not going to give her number to you.
Mm-mm.
Because... I wouldn't want my number being randomly given to somebody.
No.
Without my permission. So.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just me. But.
All right.
Yeah. That's. Don't. No one is ever second choice. If you're with someone, they're your first choice always.
Yeah.
End of story.
Here's a good one. I thought we were in an open relationship. He said, I thought we were in an open relationship. I told you I wanted to explore polyamory. I found out he had another girlfriend for 2 months while we were dating. When I reacted completely furious, he replied, I don't know why you would assume monogamy.
What?
First of all...
That's what most people assume.
I'm not going to shame an open relationship.
No, that's like, totally fine.
You do you.
I have so many friends who have open relationships.
The other person has to be aware of it.
Yeah. No, it can't just be like, yeah, we're in an open relationship, but she doesn't know.
That's cheating.
That's just cheating.
That's just, you're an asshole.
We, I had a friend, and also kind of your friend as well, who they were married, and all the time she would pull the I want an open relationship card and then would just go ahead and do it. And then.
Yeah, see, no, that has to be a real conversation, not a mentioning.
Because then I feel like he always just kind of rolled over and was like, yeah, okay, but he was never okay with it. Like, I mean, he would talk to me and he'd be like, no, like, I don't like this. And I'd be like, fucking say something. Like, because it's not okay. It's not an open relationship if you're not agreeing to it.
Well, that's not a relationship if you can't let your voice be heard.
Exactly. Like, if you're so scared of the other person, which, you know.
like, sometimes it's fear of losing them. Other times it's just fear of the them. Person.
Yeah. And I mean, like, that was why that one that I said I called that girl on the phone. I mean, I stuck with him and like let him keep doing that shit every day because It wasn't a fear of, well, it was a mixture of both, because when you're in such a heavily abusive relationship, yeah. it becomes
it's manipulative.
Yes. And like, if I've ever Stockholm syndrome. Actually loved a person, it was probably him.
Yeah.
100% it was him.
Yeah.
Like, more so than anyone else in the world.
But when you're abused like that, you also end up with Stockholm syndrome.
Yes, exactly. So like, I mean, it was not a situation and I shouldn't have cared for him at all.
Well, but
I did.
Manipulation at its finest.
Yeah. And he was there and he did that shit all the time. And then I was scared of him because if I ever did say anything, I got...
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of me. So, but then like, I mean, I don't know. And then I was also afraid to lose him. It wasn't a matter of like, yes, I did want out of it, mm-hmm. but I wasn't going to leave. And he, like, I didn't leave. He's the one who left me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he realized his mistake later because I'm perfect.
Yeah.
But
well, he probably, I like, there's a lot to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, it's dumb. And, you know, I mean, yeah.
The point of this is...
It's real easy to be scared of your partner, and that shouldn't be the case. That's not a love you should be in.
No, it's not at all.
A form of love, it's not actual. It's not a good love.
Yeah, no.
Because I won't say that it's...
definitely a tumultuous relationship that's not long. It's not going to stand the test of time.
Yeah, exactly.
But, no, yeah, again, I want to get back to that story because, again, like I said, you, if you're going to be in an open relationship... It needs to be clear to all parties.
Uh-huh.
My other question is, the other girl that he was dating...
I wonder if she knew.
Did she know that you were in an open relationship?
Yeah.
Because I bet not.
No, she probably didn't.
I bet you told her you were single.
You can't just claim that.
Yeah, no.
To make yourself feel better.
That is cheating.
Yeah, that's just cheating. If you're in an open relationship and everyone's cool with it,
yeah,
100%,
like, do your own thing. I could. I have always said I could never do it.
I couldn't either.
I am a very jealous person. Yeah. I'm a very abrasive person. I could not do it.
I'd be.
But if it works for you, if it works for you, fucking, it's your relationship, not anyone else's.
So you do you.
But be honest with your partner.
Yeah. Yeah,
you piece of shit asshole.
It's gotta be everyone.
I assume monogamy involved. Because everyone assumes monogamy until it's clarified that you're in an open relationship.
Yeah, and then if that's your thing, go for it. If not, then either you need to go, hey, this isn't the person for me.
Mm-hmm.
Move along and find somebody who is okay with it. And leave them out of hurting them.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're doing. You're hurting them in the process. This one says, when you're in another state, it really doesn't count.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
No.
Says, I was on vacation, and when you're in another state, it really doesn't count. And that was his, that was her boyfriend's excuse. No.
It counts.
It does count.
Different area codes, different zip codes. They count.
Yeah, it's like, that'd be like me saying, hey, I'm going to drive over to Temple.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, this, they got a different area code, right?
Different.
Probably.
Zip code.
Zip code, at least. Yeah. Waco's got like 30,000 zip codes.
Yeah.
Not really, but.
I guess the phrase is different area code, not zip code.
Yeah, I don't know. They go somewhere. That'd be like, yeah, no, that's so stupid.
Yeah, no.
That,
no.
That's not how it works. Like, I wasn't in the same house, so it didn't count.
Yeah.
Like, what?
You weren't in the same room. It doesn't count.
I fucked her in our kitchen.
Yeah.
So, we fucked primarily in the bedroom.
So, it does not count. So it doesn't count.
It's our house. I know that we bought this together and built this together, but...
Yeah, no.
Kitchen's not our area. The kitchen is mine and my side bitch's area.
Oh, my God.
None of that counts. You're just a piece of shit.
No, you just cheated.
Yes.
Call it what it is. Call a spade a spade.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lanta. This one.
All right. Do we want to... okay.
I think so we're almost
done. This one and then one more. Okay. I need to have one night stands. I found that my ex was exchanging pictures with numerous other women. When I asked about it, he said, I'm young. I need to have one night stands.
God, motherfucker. Like, okay, so if there's one thing I've learned, nudes never die. People don't get rid of the nudes they've sent them, because when you're alone again, you're like, I need those nudes to get me through some shit.
Yeah. Or to blackmail people.
Yes. And so that was like, for the longest time, I was so paranoid to send them, because I was like, I do not want anybody having this information over my head.
No.
And
what if I want to run for office one day?
Exactly. And then all of a sudden there's going to be pictures of my booty out there.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, but like, just keep your nudes. That's fine. Don't get some new nudes.
No.
Because that's still a cheating.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. That's absolutely. Not okay. Yeah.
Saying like, hey, I would want to fuck you too is also cheating.
Yes.
Yeah. Because if I went through, because I'll be honest. I'm definitely that crazy bitch that like,
yes.
When I got one reason to suspect you of something, I open up that phone.
Yeah.
And I never find anything I want.
Yeah.
Of course.
No.
But like, but if I saw somebody,
where there's smoke,
was like,
there's fire.
Yes. And so like, I don't do it unwarranted.
Yeah.
And then I definitely try my best not to, because I don't want to find those things.
I keep saying yeah, like I do this stuff. I don't.
Oh.
Well, it's just like, I mean, I guess
in every case that I've done it.
Yeah. You found something.
Exactly. Like, yeah. And hardcore cheating. Like they were sleeping with the other person.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I had every reason to suspect you. I don't do it to people that I'm just like, oh.
You seem too nice.
Yeah.
Like, no. But, and here's the other thing is
I'm
like,
crazy.
One of, like, when Ryan and I started dating, we've both been cheated on. And so we, like, kind of just both were like, listen, if you ever want out, let's just end it. Don't cheat on each other. Like, don't be those people.
Yeah, just say it.
End it and be grown-ups, because we're both too old for this. Let's just, like, that's it. If you ever want to end it, let's end it.
Yeah.
And just be reasonable, but don't ever cheat on me.
Yeah. Because it's the worst.
I think what I
feeling.
Said was, if you ever cheated on me, I would slash your tires.
Good.
100%.
I told somebody today, let's go slash somebody's tires.
Well, and Ryan was just like, okay, well, I've never cheated on anyone and I've been cheated on, so I won't, like, don't, please don't. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, then. Let me put my knife back in my pocket.
Let's go right back in its little sheath.
Yeah. It's a sword. It's a katana that I'm slashing tires with. I don't know what those noises are.
You can reach both ends on both sides. It's very efficient.
Oh, my God.
Side, just two stabs.
Yep.
That's all you need. Oh, God.
Also, like, if you feel like you need to have one-night stands, don't commit.
Get a relationship. Yeah, just keep having one-night stands. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
It's okay to sleep around. If that's what you want to do, like, 100% do it. You don't have to get committed to every single person. Don't lead that person on when you're saying that, though. Don't be a complete asshole to them and, like, tell them all the great things and, like, how you want to, like, be with them forever and then never come back.
Yeah.
But, like, speaking from experience. No.
Here's my thing. It's just, like, I'm not judging anyone for anything that they want to do in their own relationships. What I am judging is lying to your partner.
Just don't lie.
Don't fucking lie. Like, and especially to your partner. Like,
that's the person, like, who is
they've chosen you.
Yeah.
You chose them. They chose you.
Yeah.
You didn't have to.
No. You could have gone along, found someone, other person.
Yep.
And, I mean, if you've committed to that person, just fucking be honest. Like, that's all you gotta do.
Absolutely.
Anyways, this, oh no.
Okay.
This one says, you should have given me a free pass like I asked. So that's some real, like, gaslighting situation. Let me just turn this right back around on you. They said, you should have given me a free pass like I asked for, so then it wouldn't have been cheating. No. If your partner's not okay with that hall pass, that free pass, you still don't do it.
Yeah.
And if you're really so not okay with it, get out of the relationship.
Break up with them.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing.
That's got to be better.
As wanting an open relationship. If you want one, partner doesn't, guess what? That's probably not the partner for you.
It's not. No. And
it's probably not.
It's, oh, God, that.
But
should have given me a free pass. Fuck you.
Yeah. No.
Fuck you.
Ryan and I joke about that a lot because, like, I have weird celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
Like, We know them.
I mean...
No, like, all of mine are weird, apparently.
Okay, wait, but who? I'm just saying...
Like, Steve Buscemi?
Okay, yes.
Like, that's the big one that everyone is like, oh my God, he's so talented and he's such a nice person.
I'll bet you he can do some freaky shit.
I just feel like, here's my theory.
Make all your dreams
come true. Ready? Are you ready for my theory? And it sounds mean. He would be so grateful.
He'd be like, thank you, Megan, for blessing me with your body. He'd be like, oh my God, thank you so much.
That's what I tell Ryan whenever Ryan is like, oh, Steve Buscemi. And he's like, I know he's like really talented and a good guy, but like, he's seen a mirror. And I'm always like, listen though, those ugly dudes are real grateful.
They are.
They are really appreciative, okay? Yeah.
They always tell me the nicest things.
Yeah.
Like, you're the hottest girl I've ever slept with. And I go, I know. I know. Move along. Let's keep this going.
Marc Maron. That's a good one.
I'm just going to Google.
Oh, please do. You're not going to find a good enough picture that I'll be like, yeah, that's good. That's one.
It's like when you're scrolling through your new interest and you're like, page, they just don't take good photos.
But like, Marc Maron, just ugly. But it's mostly...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's attractive. No,
I 100% agree with you.
But look at pictures of him without the facial hair.
Oh. Because I'm like...
Yeah. That's where I'm like, but like, yeah, Marc Maron with the facial hair. And really, it's like Marc Maron from the TV show Maron, seasons like 1 and 2. Those are the ones that I'm like, yeah, I like your character.
There's a lot of white ass people named Marc Maron. Just saying.
Oh,
when I Google this.
Let me see. You tell me some of your weird crushes while I look at that. I mean, you don't have to.
No, I mean.
We should wrap it up pretty soon.
Okay.
Like, Ryan and I joke about having a hall pass.
He's still not bad, like, even without facial hair. I don't think so. Weird celebrity crushes. I don't really know. Do I have any?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like most of mine are like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, see, like, Sam Elliott, that's another one that I'm like,
There's...
And then Ryan's like, you're only into old dudes. That's what it is.
I mean, I am obviously only into old dudes, according to my previous dating history.
Bob Saget, circa, like, 6 years ago?
No, 100%.
Right?
I got you.
Thank you.
I got you.
Maybe so I am just real into old dudes. But, like, we joke about the hall pass stuff. Do I ever think in a situation where I end up in a cab with any of those people, I would be like, I would text him and be like, can I fuck him? Is that cool? Because first of all, you're also assuming that those people want to fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most of the time,
they don't.
That's not really the case. No. Especially with my type of guy who, like, I'm like weirdly loyal. You are like, maybe other than Bob Saget.
Yeah.
But... Anyways, so this is all
there's a few
the point.
More on the list, but let's just go ahead and move along. I will read. I do have one, like I said, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
This person's actually given me quite a few, but this one I will say is related to kind of. Okay, this one's related to love, essentially. So he wrote, so in college, I was on Tinder and matched with this girl. She was super cute and nice and blah, 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 all that good stuff. But she claimed she didn't have social media, which is whatever, but also suspicious.
Instantly, I call Neve and Max.
Who the fuck doesn't have social media? I don't know.
Oh, but he met her, right?
Yeah. Mm. Wait. No. No, no, no.
Oh, it was just Tinder?
It was just on Tinder.
Okay.
And so,
yeah, I call Neve and Max.
Yeah. So he invited her to go to Olive Garden with him. And he said, well, I got there before her and was at the bar drinking because you know, when you go to Olive Garden and you get there and you're waiting in line, it's half off wine.
Wait.
It's half off wine when you're waiting in line.
Fuck.
So every time I go into Olive Garden, I'm like, bitch, let there be a line. I'm ready to wait for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to drink some $3 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
every fucking time. I'm a cheap ass bitch. Anyways, well, I got there before her and was at the bar drinking. When this girl comes up to me, she asked if I was blank. Paul is his name. And he said it was her, except it wasn't her. She didn't even look remotely like the picture, and called it freaked it. Him out.
Yep. Fucking called it.
He got fucking like catfished, essentially, but it wasn't a man. So, and he said...
You can be a catfish without it being a man.
Exactly. It's just not this like 40-year-old man claiming to be like some 20-year-old dude or girl.
Did you ever see that episode where they like tell this old guy, they're like, you're what everyone is afraid of. He's like,
I didn't.
I don't know why. Like, it's, oh my God, it's so good. Eek. It's your worst nightmare.
Oh, okay. Wait, so he gets out of there. Okay. He says, so we sat down and he said, okay, so he said she didn't even look remotely like the picture. It freaked him out. And so we sat down and I said I had to go to the bathroom real quick before we order. And he said, so I went to go to the bathroom and then just dipped the fuck out. And he said that shit weirded me out. And I texted her saying my friend went to the ER due to car accident. And
oh my God.
And he said another example of me being a terrible person. So it, cause he sent me some other ones that are actually pretty funny where I'm just like, oh shit. But, yeah, so he not only had an excuse to get out of the date,
God.
But he also, like, this motherfucker got hardcore catfish.
Yeah.
She probably just had some other random ass chick's face.
Here's my other thing. Like, once you've left, you never had to text that girl again.
No, yeah.
You should have just been like,
anything.
You're a liar.
She lied to you. Yeah. She lied to you about her face. The moment that happened... Once you've been in some sort of like terrible car accident and then had to get like facial reconstruction.
Stop it. I should not have laughed as hard about this.
Well, like, because then it would tie it real full circle with his excuse.
Oh my God.
Going to the ER. Oh my gosh. So, don't do that if you're trying to get out of a date. Well, I mean, he was getting free food.
I can't even...
I would have been like...
I can't even fault him on this.
Why did you lie?
Yeah.
I would have been like... if we got along enough to be able to meet up on a date, just use your fucking own face. Like, I mean, I don't know. I've never actually done a dating website, but...
No. I'm so glad about it.
Yeah. And so I'm just like... I don't know. But, buddy, like, you're not a terrible person. It's fine.
No.
You got... lied to.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. I can't fault you on this one.
No. 100% not.
Nah.
But anyways, have anyone given you any excuses recently?
No.
No. Okay.
We've been gone for a week. Everyone's forgotten about us.
I know. We'll get back out there. Anyways, I have a few more lined up, but we'll save them for other days.
Yep.
If you have gotten out of a date, if you've been catfished, tell us.
Please tell me if you've been catfished, because I love nothing more than hearing those stories. Proof,
please send that as well.
Oh, I'm fucking here for that. It doesn't even have to include an excuse.
Yeah, I just want the pictures. But if you have any stories like that about sleepwalking, anything, getting out of dates, wild ass excuses that you've used for anything or have been given, if somebody's gotten out of a date with you, we've never used anyone's name on here.
No.
So, I mean, your name is anonymous. If you want your name to be read, we can 100% do that. But it's fine. Just email us your excuses at whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can also reach us on other social media platforms.
That's right. There's Instagram, and that our handle is What's Your Excuse Podcast, no spaces. We have a Facebook page, and it is also What's Your Excuse Podcast. That one does have spaces.
Yes.
Caitlin gets a lot of her excuses through the Instagram.
Yeah, that's where a lot of mine are given to me. And until it becomes like an issue where I can't keep up with all of them.
Yeah.
100% keep sending them that way. Post them on our Facebook page. Like, if you're fine with people knowing about it, like, just post your own excuse or say it was your friend. Nobody's got to fucking know.
Or just give our Facebook page some activity.
Yeah, because we don't.
We don't.
I'm just kidding.
We're bad at this.
We're learning. Okay.
Yeah.
Learning curve.
Yeah.
But hey, we're real glad to be back with y'all. And, you know, we love y'all in the spirit of this day of love. I ate a whole pizza today and started the day off with two rom-coms and my cat.
I'm proud of you.
On me. So it's been a great day.
Thanks, guys. We will. I don't know why I'm thanking you, but whatever.
Hey,
anyways,
if you're here and you're listening, thank you. That's, I mean, 100%.
Okay. I don't like this new inspirational Caitlin.
It's not inspirational. I'm just saying
appreciative,
thanks.
Caitlin.
I love you. I'm real mushy today. Anyways, what's our... Oh, this person actually also gave us an idea for a sign-off.
Oh, okay.
And, oh, he also said those things that we called horses, that you called horses. He said his place, like his school, always called them suicides. So there's lots. I think suicides is the word horses. That I knew.
Yeah.
Because suicide sounded familiar to me, which not a very appropriate name.
No.
So... But, yeah. But, where did he put this? Oh, and as far as closing, he said you can end it with one of your own excuses, blah, blah, blah. And he said that's our excuse. Now what's yours? Like, we can say something like that. But I don't got an excuse for you today.
I don't either.
My excuse is that I don't want to go out there and have a boyfriend, so I ate pizza with my cat.
Good for you.
What the fuck is your excuse? Maybe we should just end it like that. What the fuck is your excuse?
Yeah.
Give us suggestions.
Help us find a closer.
We got to gel with some things.
Bye.
Bye.